408-750-6060 or visit newtech@yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Kearney High School as we'll tip off a long-held rivalry here in central Nebraska. The Islanders coming to town to take on the Bearcats in what, in light of what's happened in our nation today, certainly a diversion, but hopefully some high school athletics will be a little bit of a salve that'll kind of help us heal ourselves in light of what happened today in Connecticut. And obviously, yeah, here at a school, we certainly are very mindful of the events of the day. Sports can be a wonderful distraction and a diversion, and these young men are going to do their very level best to help us escape our problems a little bit and enjoy the great sport of basketball. Glad you could join us for coverage of high school basketball right here on ESPN. I'm Randy Bushcutter. Glad you could be with us as we have a theme for our routings of Christmas. So we'll be very much in the Christmas spirit, and hopefully the Kearney High defense will not be the offense will not be in the spirit of giving. They take care of the basketball today against the Islanders. The Islanders are 0-4 on the season. Kearney comes in with a record of 2-2, and they come off in the last week with their best win of the year when they won on the road at Papillion La Vista South, and then followed by a very tough loss on Tuesday at home against Grand Island Northwest in a game where they played fairly well, but they did not hit the shots. They did not make those big plays down the stretch that they do to be able to come away with a win against a pretty good Class B team in Grand Island Northwest. The Islanders come in, as we mentioned, at 0-4 on the year. They've had a fairly tough schedule, and so that 0-4 maybe doesn't give the complete indication of what kind of basketball team they are. However, the Islanders, like the Bearcats, a little bit undersized in Class A, and for one of those rare times, the Bearcats tonight might actually have a bit of a height advantage as they take on the Islanders. That's one of the things that we picked up from Scott Steinbrook when we talked to him just a little bit ago, and we'll talk with the coach as we continue with our New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry or Jason Starker, a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk with Coach Steinbrook. We'll do that right after this timeout.
Santa wears Husker Red, and so can you, along with a lot of other team colors from the new TM Sporting Goods downtown Kearney. Santa and you might also consider Under Armour for those crisp outdoor jaunts. See Steve and Tino for all sorts of sporting goods, equipment, and accessories for every sport.
And the know-how to help you buy it right.
Holiday hours till 6, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Thursday till 8, Saturday 9:30 to 5:30, Sunday 12:30 to 4:30. On the bricks at 2217 Central. Like them on Facebook for holiday specials at TM Sporting Goods. And for stocking stuffers, get tickets to the Heartland Classic.
For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one contractor. Designing, building, and general contractors, Sorensen Construction specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Tim and the gang to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports.
Kearney High head basketball coach Scott Steinberg, which obviously at this point, he's got to kind of through the season.
Kids about that after practice the other day, that we're kind of at that one-third mark where we kind of start to feel, you know, who we are and what our roles are. You know, like you said, we're 3-3. We dropped a couple of games at home to Lincoln East last Friday and then GI Northwest on Tuesday. Obviously, you like to protect your home court, but I think in both of those games, playing against some big athletic kids, you know, that exposed some of our weaknesses. And we've talked about those, that we're not really tall, don't have a lot of depth at the post right now. But, you know, we're learning. We're learning to play through that. We're learning what we can do offensively and defensively. And I've said it all year long, this team is going to be a work in progress. And as hard as these kids work and as coachable as they are, I got to believe that this is going to be a real competitive team when it really truly matters in January and February.
And sandwiched in between those two games was Saturday, Mr. South. You come out there, it's an electric team. So you have to see.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Having some minor technical difficulties, we're going to do our best to work through them, and we'll get back to our taped interview that we had earlier with Coach Steinbrook.
Opportunities in the third and fourth quarter for us to come back and really get in that game. You know, we were down one at halftime, went up by six or seven in the third quarter. We had the opportunity to make more. You're getting stops on defense. Press set, and when you're not scoring baskets consistently, their ball hand.
And when we
This is my favorite time of the year. Hi, I'm Doug Keller, Eustace Body Shop. I enjoy the changing seasons, especially the gathering of friends and family for the holidays. It's a great time to count your blessings. Part of the blessings for me are those of you we've met and helped at Eustace Body Shop. Thank you, too, for the encouraging letters and calls we've received after helping you through the trauma of an accident. At Eustace Body Shop, Grand Island, Kearney, Lexington, Eustace, and Cozad, we wish you the best holiday season ever.
And welcome back, and again, we do apologize for the technical difficulties we had. Just to kind of summarize what we missed in talking with Coach Steinbrook, he basically said that, you know, kind of the ups and downs that we've had through the course of the year, Kearney High has an opportunity maybe to build a little bit of momentum. Now, again, he didn't say anything that's going to be on anybody's bulletin board in the interview, but, you know, a game tonight against a team that's 0-4, and you can't take anything granted, his words, can't take anything for granted, and then traveling to Lexington next week, here is an opportunity for Kearney High maybe to build a little bit of momentum as they wrap up this portion of the season before the holiday tournament and before the break, and again after the game Tuesday against Lexington, they're going to have 3 days of practice, they're going to have a five-day moratorium where they can't play basketball or practice, and then they'll be getting ready for the conference tournament. So there's a pretty good break in there, and they want to be in a position where they feel pretty good about themselves heading into that break. Reminder, you're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry or Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. Let's get you a little bit of a rundown of what these two teams have gone through the course of the year. We mentioned that coming in, Grand Island is 0-4. They lost by 24 to Omaha West Side. They lost to Lincoln Southwest, who's a pretty good basketball team, by 14. They lost by 10 to Fremont, and they lost to Bellevue West, who's 4-0, 45-33. Their closest game was a 10-point loss to Fremont of 49-39. But again, they play teams that have won, all their opponents have won at least two games in Class A this season, where Kearney High, they started off 2-1 at the Hayes tournament, and as they lost to Hayes, who's still undefeated, by the way, they lost in the championship game by 17. Then they came back here on a game you heard right here on ESPN. They lost on the 7th to Lincoln East, 59-42. Then a fairly tight game played at Papillion La Vista South on last Saturday night, and they won that one on the road, 64-61. And Papio South, by the way, 2-2 on the season. Northwest in Class B, they're still undefeated, and they came up here on the hill and beat Kearney High 41-31 on Tuesday night. And again, that game was rather frustrating because Kearney ran some good offense when they needed to, get good looks at the basket when they needed to, just couldn't really get those shots to fall. And things didn't go Kearney's way. And tip your hat to Grand Island Northwest. Most of the game they outplayed them, but as Kearney High was starting to mount a little bit of a comeback, they just couldn't get that big bucket that they needed. And then they end up losing by 10. And now the Islanders come to town, and obviously this will be a game that you know these two teams are going to play hard as they go after each other. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the starting lineups for both the Islanders and the Bearcats. We'll do that as we continue with our New Tech Seed pregame show right after this timeout.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week, the perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Tis the season to get in the game at the new Dunham Sports in Hastings. From golf to football, camping to hunting, exercise to running, Dunham's has what every sports lover on your list is hoping for. You'll find all the big name brands for footwear and apparel from Nike, Adidas, Reebok, Under Armour, and many more at spectacular prices. Even more savings when you sign up for Dunham's Rewards. Make Dunham Sports your one-stop shop this holiday season on North Highway 281 in Hastings.
And welcome back here to Kearney High. Let's give you our starting lineup, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We'll begin, first of all, for the Islanders. As we mentioned, they come in at 0-4 on the season, and their starting lineup looks like this. Pierce Allman is a 6-foot-tall sophomore. He'll start with Ben Wachowski, who's also 6-foot-tall and a junior. Jacob Morrow is a 6'2 junior. Elijah Hunter, 5'10 and a sophomore. And Lane Ewing is 6-foot-tall and a junior. They do not have a senior on their basketball team. For Kearney High, they'll start all underclassmen as well. Ben Clark is a 5'10 junior. Damian Austin, 5'10, also a junior. Peyton Pocock is a 6-foot-tall sophomore. David Erickson, 6-foot-tall junior. And Dakota Schreiner, 5'11 and a junior for head coach Scott Steinbrook. Now, as we mentioned, Kearney High comes in with a record of 3-3, and the Islanders are 0-4 on the season. We want to give you a little bit of a flavor of the introductions here tonight, because not only are they going to introduce the they've done the non-starters already, they'll do the starting lineup for Grand Island and for Kearney High, and then we will have a moment of silence. And in light of what happened today in Connecticut, I think it would be appropriate that we stay on the air for that, and then we'll take a quick break during the national anthem, and then we'll have the tip here between the Bearcats and the Islanders. And again, when you have the events of today that we have had, it's nice to have a diversion, but it's also very mindful that we understand exactly the role that sports have, and just how unimportant it is in one regard, and just a nice diversion in yet another. So we'll give you a little bit of a flavor of the introductions here.
16, sophomore, number 33.
Can't seem to find the right school, car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field, or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney filled your tank with Cynic's gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cynic station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guaranteed price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does the best.
And welcome back here to Kearney High School. We're just about ready for the opening tip here for the Islanders and the Bearcats. We had a nice moment of silence, the national anthem by the Kearney High pep band, and we're just about ready to get everything rolling here on top of the hill, as it appears that it'll be Erickson doing the jumping here for Kearney High, and he'll go up against Jacob Morrow. Islanders will be in their road black uniforms. They got purple gussets on the side and purple numbers with a little bit of gold trim on those. And in gold print across the chest, it says Islanders. The Cats in their home white. The opening tip goes out of bounds. And it was touched by Grand Island out of bounds. So it will be Kearney High basketball. And the possession arrow then is going to point to the Islanders. So I guess in the sense that opening tip will be controlled here by the Bearcats. And they're going to work it off here on the left side to Dakota Schreiner. Schreiner's facing some man-to-man pressure here by Lane Ewing. And they're going to snap it off right side. Ball is on the ground. Ben Clark is able to come up with it and maintain the possession. Backdoor cut for Dakota Schreiner. Schreiner's going to take it off glass, and the shot is good. That pass took a little time to get there. And by the time Schreiner made the catch, the defense was right in his grill, but he was able to muscle it up and in. And Kearney High has the first 2 points of the ball game here in the early stages as they score on their opening possession. Witkowski has it top of the circle, kicks left side for Ewing, as Kearney High right now going man-to-man, and they'll get it off left side on the run. Here is Hunter. Hunter might have gotten away with a walk, but he kicks it out for Ewing, and back around the perimeter go. Here's Allman for three, no good. Damian Austin comes out there. He's on the run. They do not have numbers, but they'll kick it back out to Schreiner. Schreiner's going to shoot a trail three, a good-looking shot, hit the front of the rim, though, and bounce over the glass, and that'll be out of bounds, belonging to the Islanders. So the Cats now back on defense. They're going to go like they like you heard Coach say in the pregame. They like to go full court pressure here, and knocking the ball out of bounds is going to be Pocock, as Witkowski brought it into the offensive zone again for Grand Island. It's Allman, Witkowski, Morrow, Hunter, and Ewing starting for the Bearcats. It's Clark, Austin, Pocock, Erickson, and Schreiner. In the backcourt, Elijah Hunter is going to bring it across the Bearcat paw at midcourt. Easy for me to say. Witkowski has it right side. They drives the baseline. Oh, shoots over the top of Clark, and he's going to score. Nice strong drive there by Witkowski as they gave up the baseline there. And right now the Islanders are in a 2-3 zone. Kearney will snap it around. Right side, Clark's got it. He looks to the inside, and they give it out to Austin. Austin gets a nice screen from Pocock, pulls up for a jumper, and it's short and out of bounds. So checking in here for Kearney High is going to be Jake Weiss and Ryan Cervantes, the two seniors on the squad, and they'll come into the game. Two to two here in the early stages. Kearney High and Grand Island renewing a great traditional rivalry between two of the three Tri-Cities. Around the perimeter, Morrow is going to kick it right wing here for Wiskowski. Wiskowski gives it on the baseline. A little ball fake here for Almond. Almond working against Pocock, but he'll kick it back out here for Hunter. Hunter gives it left side. Wiskowski kicks into the corner. There's Ewing for three. No good. Tipped around, and Damian Austin had it, then lost it. Now he's going to commit a foul. Hunter came up with a loose ball somehow out of there. As originally Damian Austin had it, Hunter came up with the rebound, finished it off, and then he committed a foul. If he doesn't do that, it's a two-on-none as he went for the ball there. And they're going to inbound it here for Almond. Almond's going to shoot a three. It's off the mark and rebounded by Jake Weiss. Weiss will kick it up for Austin. Austin kicks in the corner. That's Schreiner. Schreiner's going to look over the top of that defense and just dribble it between the circles here. And Weiss will set up shop here. And now Austin gives it top of the circle. They take the pass on the inside, skip it to Weiss. Weiss is going to fire a three. Looked good, but it is rimming in and out and pulled out of there by Ewing. So the Islanders on the run, and ball knocked out of bounds by Damian Austin. Austin saw that long cross-court pass. Had a lot of mustard on it, but he was able to step up there and was able to knock it over. And out of bounds. Pierce Alma's going to kick right side here for Elijah Hunter. Hunter on the baseline. His jumper is up and good. Well, you can bury my cords as best you can, and still you can't get eight-year-olds not to trip over. 5:06 to go here in the first quarter. And it is 4-2 in favor of Grand Island. Brady Johnson going to check in for the first time tonight. Pocock going to get a little bit of a breather. Ball was knocked out of bounds. Cats are going to maintain the possession here. And Schreiner will toss it in, and they're going to try to work it around the perimeter. Directing traffic here is going to be Damian Austin. Austin will give it off on the right wing here for Schreiner. Back to Austin at the elbow. Now they kick it out for Weiss. Thinking about the three-pointer. Now they're going to get it inside for Brady Johnson. Johnson will step through a double-team shot. No good. Nothing but white jerseys there. Cervantes comes up with a rebound. His shot won't fall. And finally coming out of there with it is Pierce Almond in the possession here. And trail three in transition. It's no good for Almond. And we've got a foul as one of the Islanders went over the back. And that is going to be on Lane Ewing. So now Damian Austin will bring in the offensive zone here, and he'll kick it off left side for Weiss. Weiss, right side, stepping into a three here with Schreiner, and now he decides to pass it off, and now they'll work it back around. Weiss will fire the three. It's no good, and a long rebound is pulled out of there by Ewing. Ewing on the bounce here. We'll give the basketball back for Elijah Hunter. And Hunter's going to direct traffic as Carney right now does slip into his own. On the bounce, Almond between circles now, Ewing. Ewing working against Cervantes off of a little motion play here. Wiskowski has it as they're kind of running the weave. And now Hunter's going to reset the offense. Left side, Almond. Almond working against Schreiner. Has to kick it back out here for Hunter. Hunter can't penetrate against Damian Austin, so he'll give left side for Ewing. He'll take it on the baseline, and it's a little bit strong there. Rebounded by Jake Weiss, and Weiss gives it up for Cervantes, and it's going to be a charge on Ryan Cervantes. They passed it up, and Pierce Almond was there a couple steps in front of him and was set and got run over. So give Almond credit for a nice defensive play there, and that'll be a turnover on Carney High and a foul on the senior Ryan Cervantes. Bounce pass on the right wing here, Elijah Hunter, and it's knocked away. That steal, here comes Austin. Austin's going to lay it off the glass, up and in. And Damian Austin makes the steal, and we are tied at four with 3:22 to go here in the first quarter. Carney Catholic over at Elm Creek, and right now they lead the Buffaloes 14-8 after one quarter in boys basketball. The girls had no problem. Down low, Joel Bile, gets in and posts up and gets that big, long, lean 6'6 frame up, and he's in on the arm, so he's going to shoot two here. And the foul, by the way, is on Damian Austin, and that is his second personal foul. Now, the first one prevented a layup, and that wasn't a bad foul under the circumstances, but this one gets him in foul trouble. And he'll come out of the game. Pocock and Clark are going to check back in. Johnson also heading out for Kearney High. Jacob Morrow and Tanner Shuck checking in here for Grand Island. And again, Joel Beal is going to have two free throws coming up here. Well, actually has one more coming. He missed the first. And he hits the second. 5-4 Islanders. And now Ben Clark is going to play point guard. He brings it across the timeline. 2-3 zone here for the Islanders. Right wing Pocock. Working back around the perimeter. There's Weiss. Top of the circle for Clark. They entered in. Cervantes at the elbow. His pass is tipped and out of bounds. Good hands there by Elijah Hunter. I think he's the one that got the hands on it. And they'll pass it up to Coach Jeff Hofelt from the Grand Island fans. And now it's going to be inbounded by Pocock. Pocock gives to Clark. Back to Pocock on the right wing. Bounce pass. Johnson on the baseline. Long pass, and it's going to be intercepted. Pierce Allman stepped in there and made the steal. And Kearney High has turned the ball over three times so far here in the first quarter. And the Islanders throw it away right there. That's their second. Allman had it. Looked to throw it to Hunter. And I think he thought Hunter was going to move, and Hunter did not. And the ball wasn't thrown where anybody was. So that'll be a turnover here on the Islanders. Skip pass to Weiss, left side. They try to double-team him. He dribbles through it, and he's getting a triple-team. His pass is then knocked out, but Clark is able to come up with a loose ball. He'll step up, give it to Weiss. Weiss dribbling, kicks for Pocock, who's open for three, and hits a three. Peyton Pocock drains the three-pointer, and the Bearcats have a 7-5 lead. On the baseline, Morrow, he's shut off by Cervantes, so they'll set up the half-court offense here. They try to score in transition as much as they can, just like Kearney High does. So now top of the circle, Allman kicks right wing. Bearcats go in a little zone there as well. They back it in, and shooting over the top of Cervantes is Morrow, and I think Cervantes may have got a piece of it because that wasn't even close. Rebounded by Cervantes. Now Brady Johnson has it on the baseline. He drives in hard, and he's going to head to the line. So Johnson will step up, the 6'2 sophomore. Couple of sophomores out there right now. As Pocock's out there, Brady Johnson's out there. Free throw is up and good for Brady Johnson. And that now will make it 8-5, Kearney High with the lead. Second free throw by Johnson is up, and it is good. So David Erickson going to check back in for Brady Johnson, but not after a nice little high five as a sophomore hits a couple of free throws. And now Erickson part of a double team, but the pass makes it over to Morrow. Morrow gets it right back to Tanner Shuck. Shuck is able to get it up ahead here for Joel Beal, and now they'll kick in the corner. With it is Wiskowski. Wiskowski's three is no good. Rebounded by Weiss. Weiss up ahead to Erickson. Erickson will work it back around here for Clark. They give it to Weiss. Islander fans wanted a travel. It was close, but I think the officials were right not to blow the whistle. Pocock in the corner. As again, right now, the Islanders in that 2-3 zone. Bearcats just kind of passing it around the perimeter. Now they get it at the elbow for Erickson. Erickson's going to kick it out for Pocock. Pocock, his three is no good. Rolls over the top of the glass. And now it's rebounded out of there by Wiskowski. Wiskowski, quick pass up ahead. And Morrow's going to score in transition. 9-7. Cats up by a bucket with 47 seconds to go. Ben Clark kicks in the corner for Cervantes. Jumper up, no good. Weiss gets the rebound. Weiss tries to put up a shot. It's knocked out of bounds off the hands of Joel Beal and out of bounds. So Alma's going to check in here for the Islanders. The Bearcats are going to inbound underneath their own basket with 39.6 to go here in the first quarter. Bearcats lead at 9-7 against their arch rivals, the Islanders. Inbounded for Weiss. Gets it to Clark. Right side Pocock. He thought about a three momentarily, but they're going to work the clock here a little bit anyway, trying to get a better look than that. And they back up to near midcourt. And we got a kick. That pass on that left side was kicked by Wiskowski. And Wiskowski I don't know why we're rebounding on this side when the kick was on the far side, but it doesn't matter. Dakota Schreiner is going to come in here for Kearney High. He's going to inbound it. Pocock will go out there on the court itself, and David Erickson heads to the bench for the final 26 seconds of the first quarter. Top of the circle, Clark's got it. They try to double-team him. He works off a little screen. Kicks left wing here for Weiss. Weiss, great pass in for Cervantes. Cervantes with a nice shot. And Kearney High erupts. I'll explain that here in just a second. With it is Pierce Allman. Allman on the dribble. Allman turns around, loses the ball, and the shot at the buzzer is off the mark and no good. All right, a brief explanation. Coach Steinbruch had found a video of a college up, I think, in Minnesota that is absolutely silent until their team scores 10 points and then they erupt. Well, that's exactly what the student body for Kearney High did there. When that shot hit and they won 11, it was like they just won the state championship. They just erupted. Kind of a neat deal. All right, Kearney High leads it 11-7. As there's 8 minutes on the clock, we'll start the second quarter right after this timeout.
Fans want their team hot and ready, just like Little Caesars Pizza. Little Caesars uses quality ingredients to make a delicious, hot and ready pizza that's ready when you are. Before the game, after the game, during the game, pepperoni, beef, and cheese pizzas handmade and piping hot. From 11 until 1 and 4 to 8, Little Caesars has large Ultimate Supreme and 3 Meat Treat hot and ready pizzas for just a few bucks more. Little Caesars is probably in your school's concession stand, and your pizza is hot and ready right now at Little Caesars, West 39th Street, Kearney.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back here to Kearney High. The Islanders have possession of the basketball first to start the second quarter. And it's a quick little runner rebounded by Jake Weiss. And they'll kick it up ahead here for Clark. Clark gives it out for Damian Austin. Pass inside for Pocock, who's going to kick it out for Weiss. Weiss was open for a three, and now he'll give it back to Pocock. The only one not touching it on this possession so far has been Cervantes. And he's at the elbow at the moment. Driving is going to be Damian Austin. He's going to kick left side. And here's a three-pointer by Pocock. It's a little bit too strong, and Weiss really fighting to try to get that ball back, and it goes out of bounds. Again, I can't remember. It's the silent cheer, I think, is what they referred to that, where the student body doesn't cheer until they score 10 points. And they are making up for it now as they're all decked out in their Christmas gear. I wish I had the commission on Santa hats. I would make a lot of money from the student section at Kearney High right now. Allman is going to give it off left side. Quick jumper, no good. Samante is up high for the rebound, and then he's going to be fouled after he snags the rebound. And again, I knew about the cheer because of Scott Steinbrook's Twitter account. A lot of good reasons to follow Scott Steinbrook, and that's one of them. Find out what the Rowdies are up to and also about that cheer. So the foul was whistled on Pierce Allman. That is just his first. Not a lot of fouls been whistled against either team, not of them committed either. Clark will give it off to Pocock. Kicks left side for Austin. Austin doesn't want to penetrate here against Elijah Hunter. Now he gets a little screen, so he will, but Hunter is able to shuffle over, and so the pass over to Clark. Clark has it. Clark gives it now to Pocock. Pocock on the baseline, a little bit too strong. Shot's no good. Rebounded by Elijah Hunter. And Hunter, facing a little bit of pressure, is able to get it up here for Morrow. And just harassing everything is Damian Austin. A kick in the corner. Here's a three by Allman in transition, and he hits the three. His first of the game, and it's 11-10. Kearney with a one-point lead. With it is number 11, Damian Austin. Gives the Pocock. Cervantes is posting up. He wanted the ball, but he's going to pass it off here for Damian Austin. Austin picks it up on the left wing. Now for Pocock. And we got a push, I think, away from the ball. And that's going to go on Jacob Morrow. And for Morrow, that's going to be his second foul.
Second personal, 15 foul.
It's now five on the Islanders in terms of team fouls. A second on Morrow. Beal checks in for Morrow here. And Tanner Shuck also coming in for the Islanders. Clark inbounds under his own basket. Bounce pass for Weiss. He'll fire a three, and he hits a three. Off the inbounds, they kind of lost track of Jake Weiss. And it's now 14-10. Cats with the lead. Driving the baseline here is Allman. Allman shot altered by Pocock. Off the glass, rebounded by Pocock. And quickly, here's Weiss in transition. A little ball fake in the move. Shot's no good. Up high for the rebound is Beal. Beal will give it up here for Hunter. Hunter will kick off on the right side here for Shuck. Shuck skips it over for Allman. Allman for three, no good. Rebound by Cervantes. Nope, it's pulled out of there by Clark after it was tipped. And now Clark's going to drive, dish. Cervantes for three in the corner. It's a little bit strong. Rebounded by Allman. And Almond's going to kick it up ahead here for Hunter. Hunter gets it in the lane for Joel Beal. Beal shoots over the top of Weiss and rebounded by Clark. It's a little bit too strong. Damien Austin now has it in the offensive zone. Kicks to Pocock. Back out for Clark. Clark, a little ball fake. In the lane. Kicks. Here's Weiss. Open for three. And he hits the three. And there's a foul. So a chance for a four-point play here for Jake Weiss. And great dish after the penetration on the inside. They kick it out. And Weiss now will try to finish off a four-point play here. Cats now lead it by 7, 17-10, 4:58 to go here in the second quarter. And the senior, Jake Weiss, at the line. And his free throw is back the iron, no good. So Ewing will pull down the rebound here for Grand Island. They kick it up ahead here for Allman. Allman throws it far side. Shuck is able to track it down. Shuck for a tough three, rebounded by number three, Ben Clark. And Clark dribbles through traffic, stops top of the key, kicks it. Here's Weiss for three again, back the iron. No good, and Cervantes is going to be whistled for a foul, trying to go for the ball. Damien Austin went up for two, but he pulled his hands back. He was afraid of getting that third foul. And Ryan Cervantes is going to be whistled for his second personal foul. So Austin has two, and Cervantes has two. Brady Johnson is going to come in for Ryan here. 7-point lead here for the Bearcats, 17-10. We're getting our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Shelton and Red Cloud playing tonight. Kick on the left wing. Here's Ewing. Ewing will get the ball right back here for Elijah Hunter. Back for Ewing. Ewing gets a little bit of a screen. Dribbles down to the baseline. Gives it for Elijah Hunter. Nice give and go. And Brady Johnson's going to be called for a foul. Little pass there from Hunter to Beal. And then right back into Beal. And he is going to go line and shoot two. That'll be the first foul on Brady Johnson. Beal's free throw back the iron and no good. Second free throw also no good. So he missed both of them. And Jake Weiss comes up with that rebound and hands it off for Damien Austin, who brings it slowly across the timeline. We're at the midway point of the second quarter. Austin gets it back. He's standing on the Cats logo on the left side. Now he steps up to the right elbow. His jumper is no good. And coming down with the rebound is Dakota Schreiner, but having it momentarily was Lane Ewing. Ewing actually came up with it first. And then Schreiner went in there and grabbed it. And they're going to say that in that moment, that was a hell ball. Alternating possessions will give Kearney High the basketball. That's pretty good hustle there by Dakota Schreiner. Off the inbounds, they give it for Weiss. He gives it to Damien Austin. He's going to fire a three, and he hits the three. They kind of dared him to penetrate. They're afraid of his penetration, so he just shot over the top of Elijah Hunter, who gave up some ground there. And he hits an NBA length three. So a 10-point lead here for Kearney High. They lead it 20-10. Ewing gives it right wing here for Hunter. Hunter steps up to the elbow. Jumper back the iron, no good. And rebounded by Clark. Clark brings it in the offensive zone. Great job boxing out by Brady Johnson on that other end. And in transition, Jake Weiss hits a three. Timeout, Islanders. The Bearcats are stroking in some three-pointers. Got three from Weiss and one from Austin in this quarter. That's all the points they've scored in the quarter. But they lead it now 23-10 with 3:16 to go here in the second quarter, and a quick timeout here by the Islanders. This timeout brought to you by Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Take time out for Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza, available right now on West 39th Street in Kearney and at a concession stand near you. So timeout for the Islanders as the Cats on a pretty good run here. They lead at 23-10 midway through the second quarter. And you might hear the horn in the background as they break up the two huddles right now. And now the Islanders will hand the ball, and Kearney High is dropping it back slowly across the timeline. And they'll give it off on the right side here. Check it in with Jaden Cohen. Cohen has it. He'll give it for Wiskowski. Right side, Cohen. Got a little screen there. He's in a little bit of trouble, but he's able to get the ball out here for Lane Ewing. Ewing near midcourt, working up against Ben Clark, is right now Kearney High. Really extending that man-to-man pass tip, and in the corner with is Ewing, and they'll work it back around the perimeter. Right side is Wiskowski. Wiskowski working against Erickson. They give it up on the right wing here for Cohen. Cohen in trouble. 5-second count going on, and they get the timeout due to the Islanders. Islanders call timeout to maintain the possession here. Great defense by Kearney High. 2:32 to go here in the second quarter. Kearney High leads at 23-10. We're back after this.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Welcome back here to Kearney High. And again, that defense with the Bearcats. Forrest and Grand Island head coach Jeff Ofelt called a timeout here with 2:32 to go before halftime. And Kearney High right now leading at 23-10. The Lady Cats are in Grand Island taking on the Islanders right now. A lot of Class A schools used to do this, and it's kind of become a thing of the past. A little spin move here for Morrow. 15-foot jumper, no good. Rebounded by Brady Johnson. And then Johnson is fouled. And Johnson's going to head to the other end of the court and shoot free throws here. Joel Beal is going to be whistled for the foul. And that's now 7 on Grand Island, the second foul on Beal. And Hofelt talking to the official, pleading his case a little bit. That was really swarming defense on Johnson. They said that they grabbed in there, but to be honest with you, from my vantage point, they looked like pretty good defense. Free throw is up and good for Johnson. And that's one of the stronger points of Brady Johnson's game. He's a pretty good free throw shooter. Second here is going to be Blaine Morrow. Morrow is going to come in here for Beal with 2:22 to go. They're going to try to protect him a little bit. Second free throw on the way for Johnson, and again, he turns the net inside out. He's got 4 points in the game, all of them from the line, and allows Kearney High to put the trap on. With the dribble is Morrow. He'll kick it right side here for Wiskowski, and Wiskowski is going to be fouled over there. That's going to be a block on Ben Clark. And that's 5 on Kearney High now. No, check that, 6 on Kearney High. Just the first on Clark. Inbounded for Blaine Morrow. Morrow will give it for Jacob Morrow. And we'll give it up on the right side here for Hunter. Hunter back for Jacob. Jacob on a little cut here is Wiskowski. And Wiskowski finds a backdoor cutter. That's Blaine Morrow who lays it up and in. That was a good looking play there for the Islanders. Their first bucket in a while. They're trailing it now 25-12. Minute 52 to go here before halftime. Pocock, right wing, looking in front of a zone defense here as they work it back around. Flipped, lost, and into the hands of Almonds. Kearney High turns it over, and they work it up ahead, and Elijah Hunter's going to score in transition. So a couple of quick buckets here by the Islanders, and now a timeout for Kearney High. Kearney High calls timeout with a minute 31 to go here in the second quarter. They lead it 25-14. We're back after this.
Mobile BankAll is here exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find three secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile BankAll from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile BankAll allows you to view your account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile BankAll is a free service for internet banking customers at the Better Bank, Five Points Bank.
Welcome back here to Kearney High School. The Bearcats really taking care of business here as they lead it 25-14, but they've given up a couple of quick buckets here, and they want to talk about it a little bit. And Kearney High with a 11-point lead on the dribble. Here is Clark. Clark in the lane, dumps it in for Brady Johnson, and Johnson's going to lay it up and in. Nice drive by Clark, and you just threw it right over the top of the defense and into the waiting arms of Brady Johnson. And now a long pass is tipped. I think Johnson may have got a hand on it. Schreiner was there as well as it goes out of bounds. Over in Elm Creek, Kearney Catholic leading the Buffaloes 29-21 at halftime in boys basketball. Here on the bounce, Elijah Hunter working up against a little bit of pressure. Gives it top of the circle here for Allman. Allman gives it top of the key here for Wiskowski. Wiskowski's picked up by Jake Weiss, so they'll work it back around here. And they kick it off left side. Wanting the ball back is Hunter, and he gets it back. He's near midcourt with 48 seconds to go. And Kearney High right now playing man-to-man, and they're trying to clear things out here for Elijah Hunter. I don't know if they want to work for the last shot. Down by 13 with 36 seconds to go here, but this is a long possession for the Islanders. Right side, Allman has it, and Schreiner picks him up. So they'll come out here on Hunter. And again, they're gonna let him milk it for the last shot now. And you might hear the rowdies with the chant. They chant to boring, but right now the Islanders definitely are gonna clear things out. Penetrating here is Hunter. Little jumper, back of the iron, no good. Rebounded by Brady Johnson. And Johnson loses the ball. It's on the ground. Johnson's able to dive on it. And I don't think they're going to give any indication of whose ball it should be as time expires here at the end of the first half as they unstack everything. And Jacob Morrow was down in that pile along with Blaine Morrow and Brady Johnson. So we'll head to locker rooms. Right now, Kearney High with a 27-14 lead at intermission. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this timeout.
Santa wears Husker Red, and so can you, along with a lot of other team colors from the new TM Sporting Goods downtown Kearney. Santa and you might also consider Under Armour for those crisp outdoor jaunts. See Steve and Tino for all sorts of sporting goods, equipment, and accessories for every sport.
And the know-how to help you buy it right.
Holiday hours till 6, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Thursday till 8, Saturday 9:30 to 5:30, Sunday 12:30 to 4:30. On the bricks at 2217 Central. Like them on Facebook for holiday specials at TM Sporting Goods. And for stocking stuffers, get tickets to the Heartland Hoops Classic.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the ENT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with two locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
And welcome back here to Kearney High School. We are at halftime where the Bearcats lead it 27-14 at intermission. As Grand Island being held to only 6 points in that second quarter. So only 14 points in the first half. And, wow, that's pretty solid defense. And the Bearcats had a little stretch there where they hit some three-pointers. Jake Weiss got hot. They fed him. Damian Austin during that stretch also hit a three-pointer. So the first 12 points of the second quarter all coming from the behind the arc. And right now, Kearney High leads by a fairly comfortable score of 27-14 here at intermission. You're listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. Let's take a look at the numbers here for Grand Island real quick. And again, balanced scoring, that's the good news. The bad news is leading scorer for the Islander only has 4 points, and that's Elijah Hunter. He's got 4 points and a couple of rebounds. 3 points for Pierce Allman. He's hit the only three of the game so far for Grand Island Senior High. Ben Wiskowski has 2 points. Jacob Morrow with a couple of points. Blaine Morrow off the bench with 2 points. And Joel Beal has 1 point and 2 fouls here in the first half. So has a couple of rebounds. For Kearney High, leading the way, Jake Weiss. He hit 3 three-pointers in the second quarter. He leads all scorers with his 9. 6 points off the bench from Brady Johnson. He's a perfect 4 for 4 from the free throw line. 5 points for Damian Austin as he stroked into 3. And also Peyton Pocock also hit a 3-pointer. He's got 3 points at intermission. And Dakota Schreiner with 2. Also Ryan Cervantes with 2 points here at intermission. Kearney High trailed in the early stages of the game, but then took the lead and led after one quarter 11-8. Now lead at halftime 27-14. They have a 13-point lead here against their arch rivals from Grand Island Senior High. We're going to take a quick break. We'll continue with more of the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this timeout.
Are you looking for affordable, high-speed internet? Then Arcom has the service you're looking for. Whether you're in town or rural, Arcom can offer you high-speed internet for only $25 a month. That's right, just $25 a month. Get all your online needs met before the Christmas rush. Don't wait. Call today, 308-237-7266. That's Arcom for just $25 a month. Call today and get free installation. Arcom, 308-237-7266. Call now.
Santa wears Husker Red, and so can you, along with a lot of other team colors from the new TM Sporting Goods downtown Kearney. Santa and you might also consider Under Armour for those crisp outdoor jaunts. See Steve and Tino for all sorts of sporting goods, equipment, and accessories for every sport.
And the know-how to help you buy it right.
Holiday hours till 6, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Thursday till 8, Saturday 9:30 to 5:30, Sunday 12:30 to 4:30. On the bricks at 2217 Central. Like them on Facebook for holiday specials at TM Sporting Goods. And for stocking stuffers, get tickets to the Heartland Hoops Classic.
And welcome back here to Grand Island Senior High. We're at halftime, a 27-14 lead here for the Bearcats as shooting the ball fairly well. Only 1 three-pointer for Grand Island. Where Damian Austin's, he's got 1. Weiss has 3. Pocock has 1. So 5 three-pointers in that first half compared to Grand Island, who only has 1. And that's, you know, 12 of the 13 points as far as the point difference goes here for Kearney High as they lead it 27-14 at intermission. Tomorrow, we'll have more basketball on our network of stations. Tomorrow on Classic Hits 98.9 FM, we'll have coverage of Wilcox Hildreth at Pleasanton, a girl-boy doubleheader at 6 and at 7:30. And then on Monday, we'll have Boone Central Newman Grove at Minden, and that will be a boy-girl doubleheader as well. And that'll be followed on the 18th. And I want to double check and make sure I got my days of the week right here. The 18th is a Tuesday. We'll have Axtell at Kennesaw on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. And right here on ESPN on Tuesday night, we'll have high school basketball as well, as Overton will travel to Kearney Catholic to take on the Stars. We'll have that game as well. Tomorrow we have all sorts of college football for you. Right here on ESPN, we'll have the New Mexico Bowl, Arizona and Nevada. We'll have pregame at 11 o'clock, and we'll follow that up with the famous Idaho Potato Bowl between Utah State and Toledo at 3:30, and then a triple header of NFL football on Sunday, the Broncos at the Ravens. Coverage begins at 11:30. That'll be followed by the Steelers at the Cowboys, and then the Niners at the Patriots will be the night game. And don't forget, we'll also have Monday Night Football, the Jets at the Tennessee Titans on Monday night. Tuesday, high school basketball, Overton and Kearney Catholic. And then we'll follow it up next Thursday with the Poinsettia Bowl. And the first one is 70 might win that one between BYU and San Diego State. A lot of people think that that could be a very offensive showing. And don't forget that we have coverage of hockey tonight on our sister station, The Breeze 94.5, Waterloo at the Storm tonight and tomorrow. And don't forget tomorrow on The Breeze, Nebraska at Oregon men's basketball. Pregame at 2:30. Tip-off will be around 3:30, and we'll have coverage from Eugene. And in the background, you might hear the Rowdies doing their very level best to get on Sports Extra tonight on NTV as they are all dressed out in their Christmas finest. Some are dressed as trees. Some are dressed as presents. Most are dressed as elves and demented Santas, I think might be the best way to describe it. But the Rowdies with the silent cheer for the first 10 points. Very, very nice. And if you ever want to check that out, there's a YouTube video. Just look up silent cheer. I bet you can find it. And they pulled it off to perfection here tonight. Once again, at halftime, 27-14. Kearney High with a 13-point lead. And we'll be back with the third quarter when we come back right after this timeout.
For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one contractor. Designing, building, and general contractors, Sorensen Construction specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Tim and the gang to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
And welcome back here to Kearney High. The Bearcats leading at 27-14. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. A couple other numbers to kind of point out your way. Kearney in the first half unofficially out-rebounding Grand Island. My statistics anyway, 16-7, so an advantage of 7 there. Kearney did turn it over one more time than what Grand Island did in that first half, but none of those numbers are going to be too atrocious. But, you know, Kearney ends up having some better opportunities, better looks, and they're shooting the ball better from behind the three-point arc. And that's translated into a 27-14 lead here at intermission. And we're just about ready to get things underway here. In fact, the horn sounds, whistle's blowing. We're getting ready to go here. It will be Grand Island basketball to start the second half. And we'll see what Kearney can do here with a 27-14 lead. Again, they're looking for their first win at home. And you don't want to wait this long to get your first win at home, but if you got to wait this long, you might as well beat Grand Island to get your first one. Almond and Hunter, Ewing, Wiskowski, and Jacob Morrow out there for the Islanders. Bearcats changing up their lineup just a little bit. We'll check that here in just a second. Wiskowski, they leave him alone. He's going to fire a three. It's no good. And rebound is taken out of there by Jake Weiss. That's his seventh rebound of the ball game. Weiss gives it to Damian Austin. Pocock, Cervantes, and Clark are the five out there now for Kearney High. Skip pass for Austin. He draws some attention, so we'll skip it back for Weiss. Weiss doesn't want to try the three. Pass for Clark, and it's stolen away by Wiskowski. Wiskowski runs into Clark, and it's a charge. Absolutely a great call and an even better play by Ben Clark. He was there, and he was waiting for him. That was a great defensive play after the turnover on the other end. So Wiskowski whistled for his first personal foul, first team foul. Long pass up ahead to Clark. Clark picks it up on the baseline. Going to kick it back out to Damian Austin. Austin threw it about three quarters of the court and got back there for the next pass. Entry pass down low for Simontes. Shot, tough one, a little bit too strong. Ewing pulls down the rebound. And in the offensive zone here is going to come Elijah Hunter. And he'll bounce past it. Cutting through there is Allman. Allman's 17-footer is good. That's a tough turnaround jumper from about 17 feet over the top of Pocock. And the first points of the second half here for the Islanders. Cuts the lead down to 11. Right wing with it is Clark. Clark's pass, another bad one. Stolen away, but nobody really secured it. Damian Austin comes up with it. And now we're going to have a reach whistled on Grand Island. So we just swap turnovers. A pass that the Bearcats didn't go and get, intercepted by the Islanders. And then the Islanders were kind of dribbling with it. And they two different guys were assuming the other one was going to grab the basketball as they were dribbling. And then Damian Austin got it. So then the reach here on the foul by Pierce Almond, and that is going to be his third personal foul. Second team foul here on the Islanders. So the Cats dodge a little bit of a bullet there, and Damian Austin will give it to Weiss on the right side. Dakota Schreiner checked in the stoppage. He's in there right now, and he passes top of the circle here for Damian Austin. Right side for Weiss. They lob it inside for Cervantes. Cervantes up high for it. He loses it, gets it back. Now he's going to shoot it, and he'll score. Ryan Cervantes, 4 points in the ballgame. And a 13-point Kearney High lead again. That was their halftime advantage. Tanner Shuck on that left side will bounce pass it for Wiskowski. Wiskowski, top of the circle for Ewing. Ewing's going to penetrate, and there's going to be a bump, a block, whistled on Jake Weiss. That'll be his first. First foul of the second half here on the Bearcats as well. 6:08 to go here, third quarter. Islanders inbound underneath their own basket, trailing at 29-16. And they just toss it in the corner there for Wiskowski. Wiskowski enters it inside for Ewing, who kicks it out. Here's a three by Hunter. It's short and rebounded by Weiss. Jake Weiss has been a rebounding machine. I have him with 8 in the ballgame. Pocock's going to pull up in transition, rolls around, and it's good. He elevated on that right side and hit a nice little 14-foot jumper. Now driving the baseline and getting blocked is Wiskowski, and they're going to call a foul. Weiss with a little smile going, I thought that was clean. Weiss got a lot of basketball there and maybe just a little bit of arm. At least that's what the officials call, and Wiskowski is going to go line and shoot two. And as much as anything, Weiss is given a foul and denied a block. Wiskowski hits the free throw. It's only the second point from the line here for Grand Island in the ballgame. Second free throw by Wiskowski, good. So Austin will bring in the offensive zone. He'll kick right side for Weiss. Weiss skips it over for Schreiner. Pocock quick pass in for Cervantes. Cervantes jumper on the baseline, no good. And rebounded by Jacob Morrow. And Morrow will get it up to Elijah Hunter, and Hunter had trouble handling it. Fortunately for the Islanders, Cats had called off the press. Right wing, Ewing's got it. Ewing gets a little bit of a screen and just will hand the ball back off for Wiskowski. Wiskowski drives, now kicks out for Hunter. Hunter's going to reset the offense. They're trying a couple pick and rolls on the right side. Now on the left side with it is Tanner Shuck. Shuck will give it right wing for Wiskowski. Wiskowski picked up by Pocock. We'll give it off right side for Ewing. Ewing enters it in, side for Morrow, and we're going to have a hold whistled on Kearney High. And that will go on number 35, Dakota Schreiner. Cervantes was in good position there, and then Schreiner came in with a little bit of help defense, and they're going to say they hit him on the arm. Hunter gets the inbounds. Now we'll give it off right side here for Ewing. Ewing looks, and we'll skip it off to Wiskowski. And they'll give it off here for Elijah Hunter. Right wing with it is Shuck. And Shuck lost the ball. He tried to pass on the right side and then just kind of fumbled it over there. And Grand Island now has turned it over for 6 times on the night. And Brady Johnson going to check back in here for Kearney High. Weiss and Ewing will bring it up court. They give it to Schreiner. Schreiner looking inside for Pocock, but they'll kick it right side for Weiss. Now between the circles here for Damian Austin as the Islanders in kind of a 2-1-2 zone. Bad pass, and Weiss is going to be whistled for a foul. The steal is made by Shuck. Weiss was trying to somehow slip through there and get his hands on the ball and didn't have a very good angle. And he's going to be whistled for his third personal foul. Timeout here for Kearney High. They lead it 31-18 with 4:25 to go here in the third quarter. Timeout Bearcats. We'll take it with them. We're back after this.
This is my favorite time of the year. Hi, I'm Doug Keller, Eustace Body Shop. I enjoy the changing seasons, especially the gathering of friends and family for the holidays. It's a great time to count your blessings. Part of the blessings for me are those of you we've met and helped at Eustace Body Shop. Thank you, too, for the encouraging letters and calls we've received after helping you through the trauma of an accident. At Eustace Body Shop, Grand Island, Kearney, Lexington, Eustace, and Cozad, we wish you the best holiday season ever.
And welcome back here to Kearney High as the Bearcats are leading at 31-18 with 4:25 to go here in the third quarter. Quick little timeout there by the Bearcats. And now directed traffic here is going to be Elijah Hunter. Hunter will give it up on the right side here for Pierce Allman. For Wiskowski. Wiskowski steps through the lane. Wow. Nice little tiptoe through the lane there. And he lays it off the glass as he works around Brady Johnson, who was trying to collect the charge. Pocock gets it at the elbow. Will help work it back around the perimeter. Very quick passing here for Kearney High. Schreiner's going to fire a three. In and out, no good. And the ball hits the ground and rebounded by Jacob Morrow. Morrow will give it up here for Hunter. As Kearney High still leads by double digits. They've led by double digits the entire second half and much of the second quarter. Driving here is going to be Hunter, and Hunter has it stripped away. Stolen away by Damian Austin, and Austin's going to lay it up with that left hand. No good. Rebounded by Schreiner, takes it off glass, and he'll score. So Schreiner with an offensive rebound and bucket and a steal by Damian Austin. Now a steal by Jake Weiss. A couple of turnovers here. Weiss lost the ball, now gets it back as he had it tipped away by Hunter. He's in trouble, and we're going to have a foul called on Grand Island. And that's going to be on Ben Wiskowski. So Witkowski is whistled for his second personal foul. And that was a bit of ragged basketball, but a couple of nice defensive plays for Kearney High in the middle there. Blaine Morrow going to check in here for Grand Island. Four fouls have been whistled on Kearney High here in the second half. Three on the Islanders. Pass right wing here for Jake Weiss. Get it for Brady Johnson and a cut by Cervantes. Cervantes in the lane. Misses a layup. It was too far underneath the basket. And Shuck pulls down the rebound here for the Islanders. On the baseline driving is Hunter. Hunter will work it back around the perimeter. Allman now kicks right wing with Kowski. Everybody cycles through there as Cervantes is right there putting pressure on the ball with Wiskowski. Wiskowski can still dribble if he wants to. Uses a screen, takes it right wing, and they'll kick it back around. Nice defensive help there by Brady Johnson. Now pass through the lane, and it ping-pongs around out there a little bit. It went off the leg and hands of Blaine Morrow and then off the leg of Brady Johnson. So the Islanders will have possession here with 2:40 to go underneath their own basket. They'll trigger in the inbounds and just give it out for Elijah Hunter, who kicks it right side for Allman, who fires a quick three. It's no good. Brady Johnson will pull down the rebound, and Johnson will get it up ahead here for Damian Austin. Austin on the bounce, facing a 2-3 zone here. We'll give it off right side for Dakota Schreiner. And again, Kearney High up by 13. They don't have to rush any shots here. They put up the three by Weiss. It's no good. Long rebound by Ryan Cervantes, and then a foul by the Islanders. Blaine Morrow trying to get the ball back, commits the foul. That is his first, fourth as a team on the Islanders here in the second half. In for GI is somebody that wasn't in the book earlier, and they must have put him in there late. That'll be the first time that that he's in there. That's Seth Roberg, number one. And we got a block on the inbounds. And that's going to be on Brady Johnson. He basically ran through a little bit of a screen there. And so he's going to be whistled for a foul. That'll be his second. On the bounce here is going to be Elijah Hunter. He'll kick it off on the right side here for Allman. Allman gets it off for Roberg. Seth Roberg now gives it for Hunter. Top of the circle. Here's Allman. Allman, 15-foot jumper. Good. That's a tough little shot there by Allman. And Allman makes it 33-22. Kearney High with an 11-point lead and the basketball. Clark will work it back around here for Weiss. Back out for Clark. Right wing here for Schreiner. Skip pass, left wing for Weiss. And again, Kearney High can be very patient here. They're up by 11. Go ahead and stay in the zone. Schreiner, right side, catches in rhythm and fires a three and hits a three. Dakota Schreiner drains the three-pointer. And again, without much pressure being put on the ball, Kearney High could just wait until they got a shot in rhythm. And now we're going to have a little push whistled on Dakota Schreiner. Now, this game seems to me, and I'm not sure that it's accurate, but it seems to me that the officials were kind of letting them play early, and now they're tightening it up. Usually it starts the other way around, where they play it really tight and then kind of loosen things up a little bit. But right now, the pace of the fouls has picked up a little bit. As the foul was whistled on Schreiner. On the inbounds, long jumper, no good by Allman, and they're going to tie up the rebound. Possession now pointing to Kearney High. Grady Johnson tying up the basketball with Blaine Morrow. And so Bearcats will have the basketball. Lane Ewing going to check in here. And the Islanders want to go full court pressure here. Down by 14 with a minute 13 to go here, third quarter. They inbound it for Dakota Schreiner. Schreiner handling the ball very well, brings it across the timeline. And now Kearney will set up the half-court offense. Playing the point right now is going to be Ben Clark, as Damian Austin left just moments ago. Erickson, Pocock, Clark, Cervantes, and Schreiner out there right now. Right wing Erickson. He can still dribble if he wants to and will, and they're going to call a hold. Again, you know, maybe we're being more aggressive. That's why it's being called. But right now it just seems like they're calling a little bit of a tighter game here. Blaine Morrow is called for the hold here, so that's now going to be five fouls on the Islanders. Bearcats will inbound underneath their own basket. 53 seconds to go. Pocock waiting for everybody to move. Nobody's moving, and he yells at him, move! And they'll inbound the basketball in here for Clark. Clark will get it off here for Erickson. Erickson from the elbow gives it out for Pocock on the left side. Pocock's just going to flip it out for Clark. Clark finds a little open space in the lane. It's a runner. Nice little almost layup by Ben Clark. Just a little runner in the lane. Cats are up by 16, 38-22. 30 seconds to go. With the dribble here is Ewing. Ewing gives it on the baseline. Shuck with the shot, and it's up and good. So Tanner Shuck hits a nice little baseline J there. And with 18 seconds to go in the third quarter, Kearney High leads at 38-24. Clark on the dribble. 5 second count going on. And now they reset that 5 second. They'll kick it off to your left side for Pocock. 5 seconds in the quarter. They'll kick it out here for Clark. Clark has to put up a desperation three. It is blocked and then puts up another one. They're going to say that one was too late. Would not have counted anyway. Elijah Hunter got the block and the desperation shot after the buzzer. Still off the mark. Kearney High, though, in pretty good shape here. They'll head to the fourth quarter, leading the Islanders 38-24 when we come back right after this.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Tis the season to get in the game at the new Dunham Sports in Hastings. From golf to football, camping to hunting, exercise to running, Dunham's has what every sports lover on your list is hoping for. You'll find all the big name brands for footwear and apparel from Nike, Adidas, Reebok, Under Armour, and many more at spectacular prices. Even more savings when you sign up for Dunham's Rewards. Make Dunham Sports your one-stop shop this holiday season on North Highway 281 in Hastings.
And welcome back here to Kearney High. The Bearcats with a comfortable 14-point lead against the Islanders. But, again, you can't count them until you got them in the bank. And right now, 14-point lead, 8 minutes to go. Kearney High in pretty good shape, but they got to finish things off here. for the Islanders. They got Almond out there. Also Shuck. And you knew the chant was going to come eventually. The We Own GI chant, but it's a little early for that, maybe. On the baseline, the Islanders have it. Losing it and then getting it back is Almond. Almond will get it out here for Elisha Hunter. He'll kick it off on the left side here for Ewing. And Ewing gets it out for Almond. And the pass on the right side is thrown out of bounds. Almond. And it's Almond, Morrow, Hunter, Ewing, and Lane Morrow out there right now for Grand Island. On the dribble here is Ben Clark. Clark in the lane. That's a tough shot. No good. Rebounded by Cervantes. And then Cervantes will lay it up and in. Nice, strong offensive rebound there by Ryan Cervantes. Damian Austin, Weiss, Clark, Cervantes, and Pocock out there for the Bearcats. On the bounce here is Shuck. Shuck's pass knocked down. Damian Austin has it. Damian Austin will go in for the layup. No good. Rebounded by Weiss. Again, no rebound. No good. Rebounded by Cervantes. Cervantes finally uses the glass. And he'll get a couple of offensive rebounds and a bucket after the steal by Damian Austin. Pass in the lane. Picked up by Damian Austin. It's a steal. 4-on-1. Lob for Cervantes. No good. It's tipped up there. Won't fall. And Shuck comes down with the basketball here. And we've got a block whistle on Kearney High. Largest lead of the ball game right now. Bearcats lead at 42-24 with 6:42 to go. And we got a timeout here for the Islanders. Timeout for the Islanders. This timeout brought to you by Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Take time out for a Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza, available right now on West 39th Street here in Kearney and at a high school concession stand near you. Timeout Islanders, we'll take it with them. They're trailing at 42-28. Kearney High leads with 6:42 to go in the fourth quarter. We come back after this.
Can't seem to find the right school, car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
Well, Kearney Catholic struggling a little bit tonight. They lead by 7 in Elm Creek, 42-35 after three quarters. The Bearcats have a no problem. They lead at 42-24 with 6:42 to go here against their arch rivals from just down the interstate, just down Highway 30 in Grand Island. And again, for Kearney High, it's been a little bit of everybody here in the second half. Ryan Cervantes has been a major contributor with a couple of offensive rebounds and a couple of buckets as a result of those offensive rebounds. He's got 8 in the game, 6 of those coming here in the second half. And you have to tip your hat to that defense here for Kearney High, because they've done a pretty good job of putting the clamps on Grand Island. They'll have to find some way to defend the free throw line here, though, because Jacob Morrow, after that foul, is at the free throw line to shoot a 1-and-1, and he hits the first of two. By the way, the foul was called on Ben Clark. That's his second. Free throw, no good, and there's going to be a lane violation. Yeah, Morrow knew he missed it and left before the ball hit the rim, and that'll be a lane violation on Morrow, and the Rowdies with the you-can't-do-that chant, as Clark will bring in the offensive zone. And that moving screen there by Jake Weiss, yeah, that was pretty obvious. Not much of a contact. Not much contact with that, but, I mean, it was pretty obvious that he was kind of leaning and trying to throw out that elbow there. And he's going to come out of the game momentarily, as Brian Birchall checks in here for Kearney High. So Birchall in for Kearney High. On the dribble here is Hunter. Hunter, pass on the left wing, intercepted by Dakota Schreiner. So Kearney High will bring in the offensive zone, slowing it down, Ben Clark. Clark will give it off here, left side for Schreiner. And right now the Islanders really sticking it on with that man-to-man. Schreiner's going to dribble in the lane. The bounce pass is on the ground and intercepted here by the Islanders. Almond came up with it, passing it up to Hunter. Hunter's in transition, has it blocked by Ben Clark. Johnson comes down with a rebound. Here comes Kearney High. Kick into the corner, that's Schreiner, and they're going to reset the offense. Right wing, Peyton Pocock. from the elbow is fouled. Pierce Allman with a little bit of a reach. That's going to be his fourth. Six as a team on Grand Island here in the second half. So to inbound underneath the basket here is going to be Brian Birchall. Checking in here for the Islanders is going to be Ben Witkowski. So Witkowski comes back in. And Birchall inbound. They put everybody in motion here. And he just has to throw it at midcourt. And they're going to call over and back as the ball was caught by Clark, who did step on the baseline. And had he let that one just kind of bounce first, wouldn't have been whistled for the over and back. He caught the ball, but when he landed with his foot on the half-court line. You can stand there if that's where the ball comes to you, but if you catch it in one court, it's over and back. So Witkowski gives it. Allman will give it up here on the left side, and Ewing walked with it. So that'll be a turnover here on the Islanders. I have them with 12 in the game compared to 6 now for Kearney High. The Bearcats have done a much better job taking care of the ball here in the second half. Both teams in the bonus with 5:33 to go here, fourth quarter. It is 42-25, Kearney High with the lead and the basketball against the Islanders. Right wing with it is Pocock. Pocock pass on the inside, ill-advised, and Cervantes tries to get it back. And Cervantes is going to be whistled for the foul. So that's going to be his third. And the sophomore is going to come over and talk to Coach Steinbrook a little bit about that pass, because even if Cervantes made that catch, the defense was going to be able to collapse on him. And I'm sure that's part of the discussion there. Jacob Morrow here is going to have the front end of a 1-1, and it is good. Shelton over Red Cloud, a final of 49-22. That game on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Second free throw, no good. Bree Johnson up high for the rebound. And Johnson, double team, passes it out. Coming up with it is Damian Austin. Austin runs into Witkowski, and Witkowski is going to be whistled for the block. And now Damian Austin will go to the line. He'll have a front end of a 1-1 here. Well, Kearney High's done a good job on the Grand Island offense. 8 points in the first quarter, 6 in the second. They got all the way to 10 in the third, but so far only 2 points with the Islanders so far in the fourth quarter here. So the defense has been outstanding here for Kearney High. Austin at the free throw line. Hits the front end of the 1-1. That'll earn him the bonus. And he takes his time at the line. Strokes that one in as well. That's what you love to see out of your point guard, being a good free throw shooter. Witkowski, long pass over there for Allman. Allman's going to fire a quick three, no good. Offensive rebound underneath the basket by Shuck. Shuck missed the bunny, and coming out of there with it is going to be Clark. Clark brings in the offensive zone, and he's going to call the play here. Kicks left side for Pocock, who gives it off for Damian Austin. Austin off of a screen, will drive, take it off glass, and will score. Damian Austin, just a real quick first step as he hits the field goal. Witkowski in the offensive zone. Bearcats up now by 20. 46-26, timeout Islanders in the face of some great pressure by Clark. Timeout for the Islanders, and we'll take it with them as they trail by 20. Kearney High in great shape here. 46-26, they've got the lead. We'll take a quick break. We're back right after this.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Click. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
And we're back here at Kearney High, where the Bearcats have a 20-point lead. They are very, very comfortably ahead in this one. As well, the theme is Christmas, so I guess a win being gift wrapped and being left under the tree here for Kearney High, because with 20-point lead and 4.5 minutes left, we may very well see some some players that we don't often see for both of these two teams. And again, a rough start here for the Islanders. They're going to fall to 0-5 on the year. Tossing in is going to be Seth Roberg, and Roberg will get it in for Allman. Allman picked up defensively. Right now, Kearney going man-to-man. And they'll get it off here for Witkowski. Witkowski for Shuck. Shuck's picked up there by Schreiner. And they'll give it top of the circle here for Cohen. Cohen gets it right side. A little ball fake by Witkowski. But Clark's there. And now they'll shoot over top of Clark. No good. Rebounded by Clark. And Clark now will bring the offensive zone here. Ben Clark will be picked up there by Tanner Shuck. And they'll give it off for Pocock. Pocock over for Damian Austin. Austin has a little motion going through there. Stops at the free throw line. They're going to say he slid to a stop. So that'll be a travel on Damian Austin. Austin smiles at the official that called the travel. Asked him, what did he do? And just give him a sheepish grin. Cervantes and Weiss going to check in here. So the two seniors back into the ballgame here for Kearney High. They're out there with Pocock, Austin, and Clark. And Seth Roberg is going to give the basketball to Elijah Hunter. And Hunter on the bounce, going to direct traffic a little bit. Kick on the right side here for Roberg. Roberg off of the screen, top of the key for Allman. Allman then is picked up there by Pocock. And again, pass to Morrow. Now stepping on the left side, Allman, and Allman hits a long deuce. Allman with a solid effort here tonight. He's got 9 in the ball game. And it's 46-28. Don't forget all of our games streaming online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Ryan Cervantes, a little ball fake, and then he's fouled, so he'll go to the line. Our website, PlatteRiverPreps.com, not only has all of our local high school games streaming, but also a great selection of photographs and stories from about 14 different conferences. So about every team that you can imagine anywhere here in central Nebraska. They've got the stories at PlatteRiverPreps.com plus the live streaming. The free throw up and good here for Ryan Cervantes. And by the way, Allman, that was his 5th personal foul, so he's out of the game. Cervantes' second free throw, good. So Ryan Cervantes, very solid effort here in the second half. As he's got 8 points in the second half, 10 in the game. Witkowski picked up there by Damian Austin. Witkowski dribbles in the lane. A little floater from 15 feet up and good. Nice little drive there by Ben Witkowski. And now Damian Austin will bring in the offensive zone. He actually inbounded. Now gets the ball back. And he's standing with his feet on the bare paw at midcourt. And he'll back up here a little bit now. Keeps his dribble alive. Gives it for Cervantes to Pocock. Pocock kicks right side for Damian Austin. He's picked up man-to-man there by Hunter. And they'll give it off for Clark. Clark now for Cervantes. He'll throw it in the corner for Weiss. 2:38 to go here. Top of the key. Austin to Pocock. Back to Austin. Clark's right now the Bearcats milking the clock as much as anything. And then the penetration pass to Cervantes. Cervantes has a shot blocked. Rebounded by Grand Island. And then trying to get it back. Damian Austin commits the foul. And that will be his third. So Hunter will step to the free throw line. I'm sure that's who they called it on. The ball was kind of loose in there, but Cervantes had a nice little look at the basket with that pass. And that pass was just so good, it might even surprise Cervantes a little bit. The free throw is no good. And it was a two-shot foul. Jacob Morrow wasn't sure. He rebounded it, laid it up and in after the miss by Elijah Hunter, and he's being razzed just a little bit by the Rowdies. The free throw by Hunter is good on the second shot, and it's 48-31. Kick on the right side. With it is Pocock. Pocock, right wing for Clark. Pass to Cervantes. Cervantes, little ball fake. Shot no good. Gets his own rebound, and then he'll head the line as he was fouled. Okay. The foul whistled on Witkowski. That is going to be his fourth. Allman's already fouled out. Witkowski only one away from that happening here. And free throw by Samante is good. Pocock out. Checking in here is going to be Dakota Schreiner. And Cervantes misses that one. Rebounded by Seth Roberg here for Grand Island. He'll get the ball to Witkowski. Witkowski back to Roberg. Roberg gets it in the lane here for Morrow. Morrow, a little ball fake, drives and will score. 49-33. That was a good-looking set there for the Islanders as they scored essentially in transition. Kind of a secondary break there. Ben Clark on the right wing. Got the dribble. You know, back up Witkowski, and now they'll work it back around. They give it to Damian Austin. Austin, ball fake, and he'll kick it out. Here's an open three for Schreiner, and he hits the three. Great vision there by Damian Austin. He had what could have been a shot in the lane, but kicked it out for Schreiner, and Schreiner hits the three. Elijah Hunter tries to answer back with a three of his own. That's a ball fake. Now the spin move by Damian Austin. He'll give it for Jacob Weiss. Weiss shot no good. Cervantes is there for the tip. That was a good-looking basketball play, and the Bearcats are going to dump their bench as soon as they get a chance here. With it is Elijah Hunter. He gave it away, now gets it back. He'll shoot a three, and they hit the three. Kearney High in control in this one. They lead it 54-36, final minute of the game. With the basketball is Clark. Clark gives it to Cervantes. Cervantes with an air ball. Rebounded by Tanner Schuck. Pass up ahead here for Witkowski. And now the Rowdies with the truck and cheer, as they know this one's in the bank. With it is Hunter. Hunter enters it in. Pass tipped and into the corner. With it is Witkowski. Witkowski will shoot off glass. It's up and good. And 30 seconds to go. They'll inbound the basketball here for Jake Weiss. And we have five new players hoping to come into the game. They have for the last minute, but there hasn't been any whistles to let them in. And it's not going to happen here because I think Kearney's going to be able to take the air out of the ball here. Damian Austin on the dribble. 13 seconds left. Is able to get it off for Dakota Schreiner near midcourt. And Damian Austin just holding it. So he'll penetrate and doesn't even want to try to score here. He gives it back to Clark. And now Clark is on the dribble, and that's going to do it. Your final score, Kearney High with a 54-36 win over the Islanders. Kearney High improves now to 4-3 on the season. The Islanders are now 0-5 here in 2012. As once again, the Bearcats pick up the 54-36 win at home. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Misco Sports postgame report. And don't forget, we'll talk with Coach Scott Steinbrook. We'll do that when we come back after this timeout.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cynix gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cynix station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guaranteed price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does the best.
Here to Kearney High, the Bearcats keep Grand Island unwon. Is that the right phrase? But the Islanders are still looking for their first victory of the season as Kearney High picks up a 54-36 win over their arch rivals, the Islanders. And let's take a look at the numbers here. We'll start, first of all, for Grand Island. They were led tonight by Ben Witkowski. Witkowski finished with 10 points on the night, only player in double digits for the Islanders. Pierce Allman was close. He finished with 9 in the game. 8 points for Elijah Hunter, 6 for Jacob Morrow, 2 points off the bench for Tanner Shuck, 2 points for Blaine Morrow, and Joel Beal with 1 point as he was 1 of 4 from the free throw line here in the ball game. For Kearney High, they had a couple players in double digits, led by Ryan Cervantes off the bench. He had 11 points in the second half and finished with 13 in the game. 10 points for Dakota Schreiner, 6 points for Brady Johnson, 5 points for Peyton Pocock, 9 off the bench for Jake Weiss, including 3 three-pointers in that second quarter, 9 points for Damian Austin, and 2 points for Ben Clark. Weiss not only did a nice job with those 9 points, but also finished with 8 rebounds here in the ball game. And Kearney High having that rebounding edge of about 10 here in the ball game as we total everything up. They also shot the ball a little bit better from behind the arc and just really did not allow Grand Island to get into any kind of real flow with their offense. And tonight is kind of that midnight madness with the high school basketball team, with the youth from the area interested in learning more about basketball. And if you're listening and couldn't make it to the game, well, you can certainly come in now. They'll be more than happy to teach your young a little bit about the great game of basketball. As they're going to have kind of a little mini camp after the game here. And that camp's always a little bit more fun when you pick up a win. And that's exactly what Kearney High did here with a final of 54-36. We're going to take a quick break. We'll remind you, first of all, though, that you're listening to the MISCO Sports Postgame Report. Get your game on now at MISCO's, keeping our local schools geared up for every season. MISCO's, you'll be better equipped for all the games you play. We'll take a break, hopefully be able to talk with Coach Steinbrook when we come back right after this timeout.
Fans want their team hot and ready, just like Little Caesars Pizza. Little Caesars uses quality ingredients to make a delicious hot and ready pizza that's ready when you are. Before the game, after the game, during the game, pepperoni, beef, and cheese pizzas handmade and piping hot. From 11 until 1 and 4 to 8, Little Caesars has large Ultimate Supreme and 3 Meat Treat hot and ready pizzas for just a few bucks more. Little Caesars is probably in your school's concession stand, and your pizza is hot and ready right now at Little Caesars, West 39th Street, Kearney. Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
And welcome back here to Kearney High School. The Bearcats win it 54-36 over their arch rivals from Grand Island. And next up for Kearney High, they'll travel to Lexington to take on the Minutemen. That game will be Tuesday night. And next up here for Grand Island Senior High, they'll travel to Lincoln East. That won't be a whole lot easier for them as they'll take on Lincoln East in Lincoln tomorrow night. So a couple of tough road games here for the Islanders. You're already 0-5, and that's not going to be an easy place to pick up your first win of the year when you head out to Lincoln East. 50 seconds left to go in the game for Kearney Catholic. At last report, they were leading at that juncture 52-47, again with 50 seconds left in boys basketball. The girls basketball game was a pretty lopsided affair for Kearney High, for Kearney Catholic, rather. Kearney Catholic won over Elm Creek 74-23. A little bit tighter. In fact, a lot tighter for the boys as Kearney Catholic lead by 5 in the final minute of the basketball game here. Kearney, really, from the early stages of the game, did not trail in this one as the Islanders gave up the lead. And then after that, Kearney got a little hot shooting the basketball and kind of kept the Islanders from scoring in the ball game. And as a result, they kind of got rolling here. We're going to take one more break, and then we'll talk with the coaches. So let's do that. We'll talk to either Coach Steinbrook or Assistant Coach Pocock when we come back right after this.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Click. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
And welcome back here to Kearney High. The Bearcats with a 54-36 win over Grand Island. And kind enough to join us is assistant coach Chris Pocock. And coach, we were kind of talking before we got on the air. Defense really was outstanding tonight for you guys.
It really was. We've been working on our shell defense, our man-to-man defense. And really what helped us tonight is we felt like we had them scouted pretty well. We knew who their shooters were. We knew how we wanted to guard guys. And I thought a couple guys played just tremendous defense. And really, the shots they hit were really tough shots.
And they did hit a few shots, but like you say, they were none of them were uncontested.
Right.
I thought you got a lot of energy. Your two seniors, when they came in, I thought gave you guys a lot of energy out there.
They did. You know, we need that every night from them. And I thought, you know, it was nice to see Jake get his stroke back tonight. He was able to hit some perimeter shots. And Ryan was better than them inside. You know, we knew that, and they were going to stick in that zone as long as they could. And as soon as they had to go man, we had a pretty strong feeling that Ryan and of course, Damian was going to give them fits from out top.
Yeah, Ryan finished with 13 points, Jake with 9, and Jake also did a nice job of rebounding as well.
I thought Jake Weiss and Ben Clark both from the guard positions were terrific rebounders. And we need that. You know, we go into most nights. For us, if we can be even in the rebound totals at the end of the game, that's a win for us. But we felt like going into this game that we could out-rebound this team. And I haven't seen the stats, but it felt like we probably did.
Yeah, I have you with about 7 or 8 more rebounds than what they have in the ball game. So, and then offensively, you guys ran, but you also ran your offense very well. When we were in the half-court set, there were several times that you were very patient and really got some good looks as guys caught the ball in rhythm and were able to shoot in rhythm.
Absolutely. We were using Peyton at the high post a lot. We felt like that would be effective. It would draw some people to him, and we hadn't done that much this year, and that was very effective for us. And we were able to flatten their zone out a little bit and left some really open looks for Jake Weiss and for Dakota Schreiner from the perimeter.
And we kind of talked about this with Coach Steinbrook before the game, that good opportunity to kind of build a little bit of momentum.
Absolutely.
I mean, you got the game against one of your arch rivals from one end of the interstate. Now we go about the same distance to the other interstate over in Lexington in a game that's, again, manageable.
Yes.
And you guys hopefully will have a nice little winning streak as you head into the Christmas break.
Boy, I hope so. With a young team, confidence is incredibly important. And you know, absolutely want to have a little streak, but also it was very important for us to win at home. The last 3 or 4 years, we have not been very good at home, and this is a great home court. And so that was real important to our kids. We talked about defending this court. The crowd was outstanding, and they're really supporting us. And this is a young team. That means a lot to these guys, and perform in front of their friends. And we feel real confident right now. We have some guys getting better every second they're on the floor, and we feel it.
And you talk about a young team, but we got a lot of young kids out here right now. We have kind of the Midnight Madness thing that you guys do. About 75 kids going to do a little mini camp here. Give us the quick little skinny about what you guys are doing tonight.
Yeah, we try to do this at least twice a year where we have kids sign up, come on in. We're going to hopefully win the basketball game like we did tonight. And it's so important for these young guys to have role models. They look up to our players. And here in a few minutes, we're going to go in and have pizza. We have about 30 pizzas in there. And when our players walk in that place, these little boys are going to go absolutely berserk. And we'll eat and have a little fun, and then we'll have a camp for them and put them through some drills and play a little bit and hopefully promote Kearney High basketball.
Yeah, those are the future Bearcats.
Yeah,
so it's nice to kind of get them groomed as you go.
Absolutely.
All right, nice win tonight,
right.
Coach. Congratulations. If I don't see you between now and then, have a Merry Christmas.
Same to you, Randy.
All right, thanks Chris. Chris Pocock, assistant coach here at Kearney High, as the Bearcats win this one 54-36 over the Islanders. Don't forget, we'll have a couple of bowl games for you tomorrow, an NFL triple header on Sunday. We'll have the NFL game on Monday, and then Tuesday we'll have Overton and Kearney Catholic for you. As we're about that point, we'll start wrapping things up as we get ready for the Christmas break at that point. Once again, our final on this one, it's Kearney High moving over the 500 mark. They're now 4-3 on the year with a 54-36 win over Grand Island. The Islanders still looking for their first win of the season. I'm Randy Bushcutter. For engineer Grant Sparks back in the studio, I want to thank you so much for joining us. Good night, everybody.
The proceeding has been a KXPN Sports production, brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of the podcasts on our Platte River Radio network of stations, go to ESPNSuperstation.com.
All tied at 98. Detroit just took a two-point lead with 41.4 seconds to go on a Rodney Stuckey basket. Game one of a Friday night doubleheader on ESPN.